You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
AKFA Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode number 33 of Erk FM Metal Monday. Coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday on Erk FM and Trax Radio. Find out more information, submit your music if you're a band, listen to previous episodes at erkfmmetalmonday.com. Anywho, we're going to do something slightly different today on the show. Recently, I attended the album launch of the band with the longest name in Sydney, possibly. Not another sequel, just another prequel. And indeed, if you listen to episode 27, it's a link on the show notes, you'll be able to hear Nazjath live and also a interview. I saw them for their album launch in Canberra at the Basement and also recently at the Valve Bar in Sydney, one of my favourite Sydney metal venues. Recently, some of Nazjap's fans have been using their album as a unit of measurement. That was all Buzz's idea from the Deaf Movement, who hopefully I'll be able to hear their music soon with their new project, the Deaf Movement. And Buzz started this off on Facebook where he was using a Nazjap album as a unit of measurement. So, for instance, when he drove up to Newcastle to see their album launch up there at Club Lead, Buzz figured it out that it took him about 4.5 Nazjap albums to drive between Western Sydney and Newcastle. So I tried it out for myself when I was doing the shopping the other day, and it took me about half a Nazjap album to do a small amount of food shopping. So, and lots of people have been doing it. I saw that somebody started to use Immotus' album Smokescreen for the same purpose. So if you are reading Facebook and you see that someone has to do something menial, like they have to clean their room or have to do some ironing or something like that, ask them how many Nazjap albums it would take to do that. Speaking of Nazjap, we're going to feature a couple of their songs, and then we're going to move on to some of our other favourite metal acts here in Western Sydney, including Immotus and also Psycho Sapien, who I also saw again recently. And then there's a few newer bands to conclude the episode, or new to me anyway. I'm always discovering new bands. As I go to see other bands that I know, I do pay attention to the supports most of the time. And so we'll hear some live tracks, and we'll even hear an acoustic track from a band who can go a lot harder than acoustic. So let's kick things off with Nazjap. This is We Are The Children, and then we'll follow that up with Return of the Living X from their new album, The Trilogy, Volume 3. This is Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com.
Left to alone, left to alone. And you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Monday.
Be the best.
You are listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, and we just heard two songs in a row from Psycho Sapien. The last song that we heard was called Lost Souls, and prior to that we heard from Psycho Sapien again with their song Devil's Eye, and prior to that we heard from Modus, of course. And these two songs I've never featured anywhere on Irk FM before, from their debut album Smokescreen, What We All Know, and prior to that, Hidden Promises. And of course, before that, we had NASJAP, not another sequel, just another prequel, with their songs Return of the Living X and We Are the Children. Now, of course, if you are a regular listener to Irk FM Metal Monday, you'll know the Modus story by now. But in case you don't, you've heard them then. They're absolutely awesome. With Michael on vocals, Milena on bass, Rose on guitar, and Sarah pounding the drums. A lot of people, when I play Modus to them for the very first time, they are very surprised that all the instruments are played by women and that Michael does the vocals. In previous incarnations of the band, they have tried with female singers and they found that it didn't work. And so ever since Michael joined the band, and ever since I've started following them around since October 2010, they've gone from strength to strength with many shows in and around Sydney and beyond. And also their debut album Smokescreen took a while for it to come out, but once it was out, people love it. Speaking of bands that I discovered around 2010, another band that I discovered on the same night that I went out to see Modus for the first time was Psycho Sapien. They're also from Western Sydney. They were originally a five-piece. They've just come back after a 5-month hiatus. They're now a four-piece, sounding absolutely great still. So even though bands still have time off and all of that sort of stuff, when they come back, you always wonder about, you know, are they going to be the same or are they going to be different when they come back? But they are at a very high standard when they left, and they're still at a very high standard now. And I'm looking forward to hearing some new recordings very, very soon. Hopefully. I'm not sure where they are in the recording process, if at all, or if they've got one planned or anything. But we heard two awesome songs from Psycho Sapien. Always love watching those guys. I remember the first time that I ever saw them was out at the Hawkesbury Hotel the same night that I saw Modus. And because they were a five-piece on a very small stage, at one stage, the only person that was actually on the stage was their drummer, Aaron. The rest of the guys were with the crowd because they had no room on the stage. So that was rather cool. So what we're going to do now is do something that's a little bit different. I saw the next band for the very first time. They were on the bill with NASJAP for their album launch at the Valve. They will be recording a new EP in June. They've only had a handful of gigs at the moment, but they rehearse twice a week. And so when I saw them, I was very surprised that they've only had a handful of live gigs. Now, this song will give you some idea of what you can expect. Although, again, this is a hard rock and a metal show. This band, don't be mistaken, they are hard rock and could even fit into the metal category. It just depends on how you classify it. We're going to hear an acoustic version of a song called The Plan by Sydney band Stellar Addiction. I can't wait to be able to actually hear them again and also hear what they get up to in the studio. I think that will be rather interesting. And once that happens, of course, hopefully I'll be able to get a copy and play it for you and to give you an indication of what they really sound like at a gig. But in the meantime, here is probably for the first and who knows only time, I'm going to play an acoustic version of a hard rock slash metal band, because that's all I basically have at the moment. If you click on the links, you can, on the show notes, you can find out more about them and watch them as well, because I definitely recommend that. This is Stellar Addiction with their song called The Plan. Thanks.
These are Hello, everybody. This is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to X Metal Monday.
Indeed, you are, my English metal friend. That was Rolly from the Dark Compass Show, the Dark Compass Metal Show as well. And before that, we heard from Cordia with a couple of live tracks. The last track you heard was called Wake Up Live. Was called Wake Up and it was live. And the song before that was called Total Brutal. Both live tracks. And would you believe that they are only a three piece? With bass, vocals and drums. And that's somewhat unusual for a metal band. They've got heavily distorted bass riffs backed up with dynamic pulsating drum beats and aggressive and melodic vocals. So that all combines to produce Cordia's aggressive progressive sound. Aggressive progressive. Try saying that a few times after a few beers. Saw those guys live at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St. Mary's, which is only 5 minutes away from the Channel Irk studio. And I saw those guys live with our final artist of the evening. I was very surprised and very pleased to be able to see these guys 5 minutes away from my house. From Argentina, we have In Element. And the songs that we're going to hear from them are called The Lost and the Rotten. And after that, to finish off for the episode, we're going to hear All the Voices. Now, when you are actually listening to the tracks, and when I was actually listening to them live, it didn't matter to me that they may or may not have actually been singing in English or Portuguese or Spanish or whatever language in the world. It doesn't matter to me that you can't always understand the words when it comes to metal. Sometimes I like to get lost in the drums and the guitar and the bass and all that sort of stuff, and it doesn't necessarily matter to me if I can't understand what the vocals are, especially the first time that I hear them. But it was very clear. It was interesting actually watching the sound check and hearing a little bit of English and a little bit of, I presume it'd be Portuguese, during the sound check, and also in between the songs. You could tell that they quote-unquote weren't from around here. Great bunch of guys. They had just been to Victoria to do some gigs down there, and also they did some gigs in Queensland as well as a couple of gigs in Sydney. So they were really enjoying themselves, and when I saw them they were just about ready to go home on a jet plane back to Argentina. And it was really good to see them. I don't necessarily get to see international metal all that often. Having said that, of course, there have been opportunities where I have had the chance to do it and to see it at different venues. But sometimes, as I've said in the past, there's just so much metal going on, which is absolutely awesome. I keep on finding it. And if you want me to play your metal, let me know. So from Argentina, we're going to finish with In Element, The Lost and the Rotten, and All the Voices. This is Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com.
es normal. Aún es hospital. Eyes wide open. Eyes wide open. Without the signal to even to analyze. Without control of the body's demise.
Oh!
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the music here on Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 33. All bands that I have seen recently, all music played with the direct permission of the bands. Music on Irk FM Metal Monday also comes under agreement with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia, and all music, the rights to which remain with the original rights holder. So on this episode, consisting of bands that I've seen lately, include Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel, Amodus, Psycho Sapien, Stellar Addiction, and I'm looking forward to hearing their EP to give you more of an idea of what I saw at a recent gig, Cordia and In Element. If this episode isn't enough metal for you, go back into irkfmmetalmonday.com. There's another 32 episodes before that. And also go and check out my buddy Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show. He just produced episode 69. Episode 69, dude, No, he didn't produce episode 69 of Irk FM Metal Monday at all. Episode 69 of the Dark Compass Metal Show. See what happens? I mentioned the word 69 and I just lose it completely. I think Rolly called it Ooh-Ah 69, so go and check him out, darkcompass.com/metal. I was chatting very briefly on Facebook the other day with Kimmy from Kimmy and the Metal Deli. She'll be coming back to podcasting soon, she tells me, and so I'm looking forward to finding out what she's been up to and what tracks she's been listening to and all that sort of stuff. Also, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org and irkfm.com if you want to find out more music, maybe not at 11, but that's okay. Really enjoyed bringing you the music on today's episode. If you're in Sydney, Newcastle or Wollongong and you're listening to this relatively soon after the episode comes out, Club Red present Women in Rock and Metal in Wollongong on the 17th of May, Newcastle the 18th of May, and the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's on the 19th of May 2012. Bands including the Cryptid Children, Heaven the Axe, Hard as Nails are there for some of them, Foundry Raid and Jaden Empire in Drag, Empirical at some of them. I think they're playing Newcastle and possibly Sydney as well. So check out Club Red as well. Absolutely awesome stuff. And coming soon, I'll be able to give you details of a new local metal club in Western Sydney in Penrith. I'll be able to give you more details about that in coming weeks. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the metal. How many NASJAP albums does it take you to listen to an Irk FM Metal Monday episode? And where are you listening? Are you listening on Pocket Cast by Shifty Jelly, on the website, or on your iPhone or whatever? Let me know. You can leave voicemail or you can send me a message, information on the website, irkfmmetalmonday.com. I'm going to have a shower because I'm all steamed up by this metal. Until next time, don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Thanks, Modus.